Hey, everyone. It's a really busy time of the church year as we get into Advent and start all of the preparations and things for Christmas, the Advent season, extra services on Wednesdays, trying to figure it all out. It's a busy time. And with the virus and with the pandemic and with the masks and with all of the strange things that have occurred this last year, it makes it even more difficult because you can't just do the normal busyness of planning out services that'll happen at a normal time and in a normal way. This busyness is chaotic almost, it seems. It seems that, you know, planning doesn't necessarily mean that that's what you're going to do. You're hoping for the best. You're trying to figure out the best way to serve, the best way to extend the gospel to people in a time when it's challenging. So this is a busy time in a weird kind of way. And our reading for the first Sunday in Advent is from Mark chapter 13. And maybe has a little bit to do with busyness, but let's see where it goes. I'm going to start at verse 32. So Mark chapter 13, starting at verse 32. Jesus has been talking with his disciples about the end of things to come, the last day when he will return in his glory, some time in the future that is unknown, something that we are still, as Christians, still waiting for. We're waiting for the fulfillment, the return of Christ into this world to set everything straight, to shape everything back into what it was supposed to be, and to restore all of creation, heaven and earth, and all people. We're waiting for that resurrection of the dead, to life everlasting, those things that we confess in our confessions of faith. Those are the things we're waiting for. And so Jesus here is talking to his disciples and to us. But concerning that day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard, keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his servants in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to stay awake. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening or at midnight or when the cock crows or in the morning, lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. And what I say to you, I say to all, stay awake. Stay awake. Be on guard. Keep watch. All of these things that Jesus instructs his disciples to do, to pay attention to the signs around us. Some people pay way closer attention to every little sign and thing, or every little event, and think it's a sign meaning to something that isn't necessarily a sign. That's being a little what we might call micromanaging the return of Christ. We're going to, you know, make sure that every last minute detail means something. But I don't think that's necessarily what Jesus is pointing to. You know, he's talking to his disciples about being vigilant, not falling asleep in the sense of physical sleep, because we need that, but certainly paying attention to what's going on around us and the need of the world around us to hear the gospel of Christ. We need to stay awake. We need to stay vigilant in doing that. We need to stay active. But some people, including myself, at times in life will confuse busyness with actually accomplishing something or staying awake, actually being productive. Busyness, you know, we can get really good at faking busyness. We can get good at walking around with a clipboard and a pencil behind our ear and looking intently at things and looking as if we are super busy. Nowadays, a lot of people will spend time looking at their phone and won't pay attention to people around them, so that they look as if they're super busy, super important. You see that in airports all the time. People sitting, you know, with their stuff around them, and they've got their laptop and they've got their this going on and their tablet here and their headphones in, and they look super busy and super important. And I know a lot of it is simply just not wanting to be distracted or disturbed. And sometimes people may be super busy, who knows? But the fact is, we get really good at faking busyness. And as I said at the beginning, even before reading the gospel lesson, this is a busy time for the church. But we can also fake busyness. We can fake busyness by marching around, you know, standing on soapboxes that aren't important. We can waste time looking busy by being anti everything and or pro everything or you know, say Merry Christmas, not Happy Holidays. You know, we can look really busy with stuff that's just not important. That's not what Jesus is talking about. You know, we distract ourselves, we fall asleep to the important things and distract ourselves with stuff that's just not essential. Yes, it's important. Christmas and those kinds of things, you know, yeah, they are important, but they're not worth distracting over the busyness or becoming busy. The important things are those things to stay attentive to, the needs of others. Stay attentive, stay awake to the needs of others. Keep your eyes and ears open for people who need help and help them and do what you can to help them. Keep your eyes and ears open to the people that Jesus puts in your path to serve. Those are the important things. And to stay ever vigilant, stay ever awake to the promise that Christ will come again. I know it's been a long time, and people will say, well, Jesus said he was coming back before that generation would even pass away. It's not what Jesus meant. And Jesus will return. We confess that every week. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. We look for the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. Those are the things we look forward to. And we can look really busy about all sorts of other things. We can major in the minors, as they say, and not be awake to the important things that we need to be awake to. But this time of year, there are calls to be vigilant to all sorts of things, again, that just don't matter. So stay awake, stay vigilant, keep watch. Expect Jesus to come back. Don't hole up in a ground or hole up in a hole in the ground waiting for him to return, thinking that it's all doom and gloom. But also don't act as if he's not coming. Stay awake, stay vigilant, keep after the things that God has given you to keep after. Take care of the things God has given you to take care of. Watch over the things God has given you to watch over. Stay awake. Keep preaching the gospel. Keep sharing the word. Keep loving one another as you love yourself. Keep loving God with your heart, your soul, your mind, your strength, and your neighbor as yourself. Keep doing those things. Keep awake. I know it can get weary. I know it can get tiresome. I know. As a pastor, I know. You can grow weary with all of this. And it's hard to stay awake. It's hard to stay vigilant. But with the help of the Holy Spirit, with his strength, with his, I said it earlier today, the divine caffeine of the Holy Spirit, we can stay awake. We can keep going. We can expect Jesus to come back. We can serve one another. So carry on serving one another. Be careful to not fall asleep and get distracted by the minor things. Keep alert and vigilant to those who have needs around you. Serve, love, share, be gracious, be merciful, be peacemakers, all of those things. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus forever and ever. Amen.